You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And football news, the logo for Super Bowl 56 went viral yesterday with people making all sorts of jokes. Since the game is being played in Southern California, they have palm trees kind of shaded into the Roman numerals, the LVI. But people are pointing out that it makes the numerals look as if blood is oozing down them.
It so does.
I didn't see that.
You really have to like
look
at it and squint and turn your head to see the palm trees. And you're like, oh yeah, they're palm trees.
You know what it is, Jeremy? It's that thing that once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Right. Right.
You might not see it at first, but when somebody points it out, it's like, oh, it looks like bloody letters. You're like, oh my God.
From a distance, it looks like blood dripping down.
Some people are calling it CSI Super Bowl. I think that's funny. They probably could have used one more set of eyes on it before they officially unveiled it, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one more person. Either that or they knew it and they love the fact that it just goes viral. Yeah. What's the thing? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's right. Hey, it's on our Facebook if you want to see it.
Check it out. A couple of wine stories for you. I had a hankering last night for a glass of red wine. And we have none in the house right now.
Oh, no.
Except, I think, two bottles are kind of those, I'm saving these two bottles.
Nicer bottles, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, you know, if you watch the movie Sideways, which is in my top 20 of greatest movies of all time, there's the line that, you know, you don't save it for a special, you know, a special occasion. The special occasion is when you open that bottle.
Hey, yo.
Anyway, I had no red wine, and then I wake up this morning, and I wish I had found a bottle last night because a report is out. Now, you know, you can take this with as much weight as you would like, but the report claims that people who consume five or more glasses of red wine each week have a 17% lower risk of catching the COVID.
That's a lot of wine, actually.
Well, it's five or more glasses a week. That's
so
like
one a night, I guess.
It's like, yeah, you might have
one
on Monday,
you might
one
have
on Wednesday,
those little
boxes
with the spigot on it. They're in your fridge. You
can... yeah. They think it's because of the polyphenols that are in there. Those have been, they think, known to help with the flu and other respiratory conditions. And so they're thinking that it has a good effect on battling COVID. Again, consult your doctor. White wine, champagne also apparently helped a little bit. Not as much as red wine, though. But what's interesting is that this is wine only. If you say, oh, I don't like wine, so I'll just slam a few beers. No, they found that beer, cider, and things like spirits, like my bullet rye, actually increase your risk of contracting COVID.
No, me too.
And if you drink in excess, no matter what you're drinking, you get a higher risk across the board of contracting. So the, I guess the sweet spot is five glasses of red wine per week.
No more, no less.
And that means don't do one of those overly healthy pours, you know, up to the rim.
I'm healthy.
Luscious. Along the lines of wine, Martha Stewart is debuting her new California Chardonnay. I guess it's with 19 Crimes, so she probably got talked into it by Snoop, don't you think?
That's right. Snoop's 19 Crimes is great.
Really, I have to you and I
really,
agree
really
on a lot
good.
Of things with alcohol. We disagree on
it's
that.
It's too sweet for you, right? Because there's a sweetness to it.
It's bad. but Martha's apparently been experimenting with various Chardonnays. She didn't like the way California Chardonnays tasted. She's got her own now. It goes on sale starting February 1st for $11.99 a bottle.
Hey.
I didn't realize this. Martha is now 80 years old. And she says, I'm not a big drinker. I never have been. But she says her trick for not overdoing it with wine is to put ice cubes in it. And she goes, what that does is it extends the glass. She started feeling bad about it. So she asked some experts at some wineries, and they came back and said, it's totally fine if you want to put ice in your wine. So now Martha Stewart is saying it is acceptable for you to put ice cubes in your wine.
I like it. Water it down a little.
She says that's what extends it, Jer. You don't get drunk as fast.
All right.
What else is trending?
Well, trending locally, here's some big news this morning. Workers with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 the UFCW, as they call him on the street. They voted to ratify a 3-year contract with King Soopers. Dun, dun, dun. They
said the
The agreement includes a significant wage increase, improvements to health care, some pension benefits, and yada, yada, yada. Some people are going to get an increase of about $5 an hour as well if you work at King's. So this is coming after about 2 weeks of striking, and thank God, because, my gosh, the store shelves are empty at Safeway and Target and Walmart, actually. There's a lot of people shopping other places and just sucking those other stores dry. So
I read through the list of the things that King Soopers coughed up for all of this. Seems to me, I don't know, I'm no expert. Don't get mad. This is not a political comment. It seems to me that the workers should be extremely happy.
Very. It's a pretty solid package they got here.
This is only good for the next 36 months, so we'll see what happens in 2025, I guess.
And then also here locally, I just saw a news story pop up that there's over 120 flight cancellations already this morning at DIA and numerous delays because of the snow, so make sure you check that before you head out this morning. And not surprisingly, sales and streams of Meatloaf's music exploded after his death on Thursday. Streams rose about 4,700%. Album sales jumped almost 19,000%, and sales about 33,000%. So death helps another artist out with record sales.
It's the best thing you can do for your career.
I will admit.
I recommend that we knock you off. And
podcasts are going to go crazy on this
exactly.
show. I sat down yesterday and was listening to some Meatloaf, just trying to enjoy it. May he rest. God bless him. A lot of people liked his music, but I still couldn't get into it. Sorry, but hey, I helped with those streams. We talked about Wordle quite a bit yesterday, and now there's a bunch of spoofs / spinoffs for Wordle. Letterdle. It's a daily game like Wordle, but you're just trying to guess one letter. So you get a chance to just plug in a letter to see if you're right. Swerdle is Wordle, but with four-letter words, if you know what I mean. Absurdle is out there. Squirtle is out there, which is Pokemon characters. 7 Wordles. It's 7 puzzles in a row, and it's time. But there's a bunch of stuff. I'm going to probably post some of these on our Facebook a little later, and you can try them out, and they're pretty darn funny. Weddings are trending this morning here on the Dom and Jeremy show. How about metaverse weddings?
Yeah.
They're about to become a new trend. I guess New York Times and CNN just did a big story on them. A couple in India is actually doing a metaverse wedding. 2,000 people are invited to the reception, and I guess they're big Harry Potter fans. So it's got a whole Hogwarts-style theme built into their little metaverse. And the nice thing about this is it's a lot cheaper to do it. They say it's costing them to have this big wedding just about $2,000, so about $1 per guest. And the other cool aspect is that they say they built an avatar of the bride's father. He's going to be there, even though he died last year. So it kind of gives the bride a little smile because her dad will actually be at the wedding in virtual form. That's
it might be
cool.
The only way I would enjoy going to a wedding is as an avatar and just doing it virtually.
I think you're right.
Stay home in your underwear and just
yeah,
have your little avatar move around.
Here's your Fat America. Mickey D's is testing out a new peanut butter crunch McFlurry. Yes. Mm. And Little Caesars is partnering with the upcoming movie The Batman to put out a bat-shaped calzone pizza.
All right.
Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty darn funny on there, a funny post I put on there this morning about a dude in Australia who recently texted his neighbor to see if he could take his garbage can out. And the neighbor literally took the garbage can out, like out on the town, and sent photos. They went to the beach, they ran errands, went to the hardware store, got a massage. The pictures are pretty darn funny. They're on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.